Time will come when it will not be best to use milk and eggs. But that time has not yet come. We know that when it does come, the Lord will provide. The question is asked, meaning much to all concerned, will God set a table in the wilderness? I think the answer may be made, yea, God will provide food for his people. CB 359.2 In all parts of the world provision will be made to supply the place of milk and eggs, and the Lord will let us know when the time comes to give out these articles. He desires all to feel that they have a gracious Heavenly Father who will instruct them in all things. The Lord will give dietetic art and skill to his people in all parts of the world, teaching them how to use for the sustenance of life the products of the earth. Use of milk in BREADMAK-496 Use of milk in whole wheat rolls -503 CB 359.3 Part IV-Olives and olive oil 1905 and H298614 When properly prepared, olives, like nuts, supply the place of butter and flesh meats. The oil, as eaten in the olive, is far preferable to animal oil or fat. It serves as a laxative. Its use will be found beneficial to consumptives, and it is healing to an inflamed, irritated stomach. CB 359.4 1902-7134-615 Olives may be so prepared as to be eaten with good results at every meal. The advantages sought by the use of 360 butter may be obtained by the eating of properly prepared olives. The oil in the olives relieves constipation, and for consumptives, and for those who have inflamed, irritated stomachs, it is better than any drug. As a food it is better than any oil coming secondhand from animals. CB 359.5 Letter 14, 1901-616 The oil in olives is a remedy for constipation and kidney diseases. CB 360.1 Content Chap. 22 proteins per day, nuts and nut foods part of an adequate diet 1905 and H296-617. Grains, fruits, nuts, and vegetables constitute the diet chosen for us by our Creator. These foods, prepared in as simple and natural a manner as possible, are the most healthful and nourishing. They impart a strength, a power of endurance, and a vigor of intellect, that are not afforded by a more complex and stimulating diet. CB 363.1 MS 27, 1906-618 In grains, fruit, vegetables, and nuts are to be found all the food elements that we need. If we will come to the Lord in simplicity of mind, He will teach us how to prepare wholesome food free from the taint of flesh meat. In the adequate diet -483 in the diet provided by God -404 sanitarium patients to be taught to use -767 CB 363.2 nut foods to be carefully prepared and an expansive 1905 and H297-298-619. God has given us an ample variety of healthful foods, and each person should choose from it the things that experience and sound judgment prove to be best suited to his own necessities. CB 363.3 Nature's abundant supply of fruits, nuts, and grains is ample, and year by year the products of all lands are more generally distributed to all, by the increased facilities for transportation. CB 363.4 Nuts and nut foods are coming largely into use to take the place of flesh meats. With nuts may be combined grains, fruits, and some roots, to make foods that are healthful and nourishing. Care should be taken, however, not to use too large a proportion of nuts. Those who realize all 364 effects from the use of nut foods may find the difficulty removed by attending to this precaution. Grains, nuts, vegetables, and fruit as substitutes for flesh food -490 to CB 363.5 Letter 177, 1901-620. Much time should be spent in learning how to prepare nut foods, but care should be taken not to reduce the bill of fare to a few articles, using little else than the nut foods. The majority of our people cannot obtain the nut preparations, few know how to prepare them properly for use, even if they could buy them. CB 364.1 Letter 14, 1901-621 The foods used should correspond to the climate. Some foods suitable for one country would not do at all in another place, and the nut foods should be made as inexpensive as possible, so that they can be procured by the poor. CD 364. Proportion of nuts to other ingredients. Letter 135, 1900-622. Careful attention should be given to the proper use of nut foods. Some kinds of nuts are not so wholesome as others. Do not reduce the bill of fare to a few articles composed largely of nut foods. These foods should not be used freely. If they were used more sparingly by some, the results would be more satisfactory. As combined in large proportions with other articles in some of the recipes given, they make the food so rich that the system cannot properly assimilate it. CD 364.3 1900-7134-6-3. I have been instructed that the nut foods are often used unwisely, that too large a proportion of nuts is used, that some nuts are not as wholesome as others. Almonds are preferable to peanuts, but peanuts, in limited quantities, may be used in connection with grains to make nourishing and digestible food. CD 364.4 Letter 188, 1901-624. 3 years ago a letter came to me saying, "I cannot eat the nut foods, my stomach cannot take care of them." Then there were several recipes presented before 365 me. One was that there must be other ingredients combined with the nuts, which would harmonize with them, and not use such a large proportion of nuts. 1/10 to 1/6 part of nuts would be sufficient, varied according to combinations. We tried this, and with success. Too large a proportion of nuts used. -400, 411. Not all can use the nut foods. -589. Use of nut foods in the White Home. Appendix I:16. CD 364.5 part II. Eggs. Use of eggs will become more and more unsafe. 1905 MH 320, 3:1, 6:5. Those who live in new countries or in poverty-stricken districts where fruits and nuts are scarce, should not be urged to exclude milk and eggs from their dietary. It is true that persons in full flesh and in whom the animal passions are strong need to avoid the use of stimulating foods, especially in families of children who are given to sensual habits, eggs should not be used. But in the case of persons whose blood-making organs are feeble, especially if other foods to supply the needed elements cannot be obtained, milk and eggs should not be wholly discarded. Great care should be taken, however, to obtain milk from healthy cows and eggs from healthy fowls, that are well fed and well cared for, and the eggs should be so cooked as to be most easily digested. CD 365.1. The diet reform should be progressive. As disease in animals increases, the use of milk and eggs will become more and more unsafe. An effort should be made to supply their place with other things that are healthful and inexpensive. The people everywhere should be taught how to cook without milk and eggs, so far as possible, and yet have their food wholesome and palatable. CD 365.2. Not to be classed with flesh meat. 1900-7135-6-6. Milk, eggs, and butter should not be classed with flesh meat. In some cases the use of eggs is beneficial. The 366th time has not come to say that the use of milk and eggs should be wholly discarded. CD 365.3. Let the diet reform be progressive. Let the people be taught how to prepare food without the use of milk or butter. Tell them that the time will soon come when there will be no safety in using eggs, milk, cream, or butter, because disease in animals is increasing in proportion to the increase of wickedness among men. The time is near when, because of the iniquity of the fallen race, the whole animal creation will groan under the diseases that curse our earth. God will give His people ability and tact to prepare wholesome food without these things. Let our people discard all unwholesome recipes. CD 366.1. Exciting to children. 1870-T 362, 6-7. You should be teaching your children. You should be instructing them how to shun the vices and corruptions of this age. Instead of this, many are studying how to get something good to eat. You place upon your tables butter, eggs, and meat, and your children partake of them. They are fed with the very things that will excite their animal passions, and then you come to meeting and ask God to bless and save your children. How high do your prayers go? You have a work to do first. When you have done all for your children which God has left for you to do, then you can with confidence claim the special help that God has promised to give you. CD 366.2 Properties in Eggs are Remedial Agencies, Guard Against Extremes Letter 37, 1901-628. Do not go to extremes in regard to the health reform. Some of our people are very careless in regard to health reform. But because some are far behind, you must not, in order to be an example to them, be an extremist. You must not deprive yourself of that class of food which makes good blood. Your devotion to true principles is leading you to submit yourself to a diet which is giving you an experience that will not recommend health reform. This 367 is your danger. When you see that you are becoming weak physically, it is essential for you to make changes, and at once, put into your diet something you have left out. It is your duty to do this. Get eggs of healthy fowls. Use these eggs cooked or raw. Drop them and cooked into the best unfermented wine you can find. This will supply that which is necessary to your system. Do not for a moment suppose that it will not be right to do this. CD 366.3 The time will come when milk cannot be used as freely as it is now used, but the present is not the time to discard it, and eggs contain properties which are remedial agencies in counteracting poisons. CD 367.1 In sanitary and dietary, while I would discard flesh meat as injurious, something less objectionable may be used, and this is found in eggs. Do not remove milk from the table or forbid its being used in the cooking of food. The milk used should be procured from healthy cows, and should be sterilized. CD 367.2 But I wish to say that when the time comes that it is no longer safe to use milk, cream, butter, and eggs, God will reveal this. No extremes in health reform are to be advocated. The question of using milk and butter and eggs will work out its own problem. At present we have no burden on this line. Let your moderation be known unto all men. For context, see 324 CD 367.3 Letter 37, 1904-629. When a letter came to me from Korinbong, saying that doctor was dying, I was that night instructed that he must have a change of diet. A raw egg, taken 2 or 3 times a day, would give a nourishment that he greatly needed. CD 367.4 Letter 127, 1904-630. Those who come to the sanitarium must be provided with wholesome food prepared in the most palatable way consistent with right principles. We cannot expect them to live just as we live. The food placed before the patients should be such as to make a favorable impression on them. Eggs can be prepared in a variety of ways. 368 CD 367.5 Failure to replace food elements 1909-9162-631. While warnings have been given regarding the dangers of disease through butter, and the evil of the free use of eggs by small children, yet we should not consider it a violation of principle to use eggs from hens that are well cared for and suitably fed. Eggs contain properties that have remedial agencies in counteracting certain poisons. CD 368.1 Some, in abstaining from milk, eggs, and butter, have failed to supply the system with proper nourishment, and as a consequence have become weak and unable to work. Thus health reform is brought into disrepute. The work that we have tried to build up solidly is confused with strange things that God has not required, and the energies of the church are crippled. But God will interfere to prevent the results of these two strenuous ideas. The gospel is to harmonize the sinful race. It is to bring the rich and poor together at the feet of Jesus. CD 368.2 The time will come when we may have to discard some of the articles of diet we now use, such as milk and cream and eggs, but it is not necessary to bring upon ourselves perplexity by premature and extreme restrictions. Wait until the circumstances demand it, and the Lord prepares the way for it. For context, see 327 CD 368.3 part II Cheese and Fit for Food 1868 to T68 632. Cheese should never be introduced into the stomach. CD 368.4 1905 and H302 633. Butter is less harmful when eaten on cold bread than when used in cooking, but, as a rule, it is better to dispense with it altogether. Cheese translated, strong, sharp cheese, with Ellen White's approval, in the German language edition, is still more objectionable. It is wholly unfit for food. CD 368.5 CTBH 46, 47 1890 CH 114, 634. Many a mother sets a table that is a snare to her family. Flesh meats, butter, cheese, rich pastry, spiced 369 foods, and condiments are freely partaken of by both old and young. These things do their work in deranging the stomach, exciting the nerves, and enfeebling the intellect. The blood-making organs cannot convert such things into good blood. The grease cooked in the food renders